I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. I hope that everybody is enjoying their evening and is ready for some spooky tales tonight. If you have a story you would like to submit, email it to me at zackbabytv@gmail.com. Now, scoot that lawn chair just a little bit closer to that fire. Toast up those beautiful buns of yours. Ooh. And let's get spooky. This occurrence happened to me when I was 15 years old with a group of friends in Northern California. We were all just hiking, venturing the woods as we had nothing to do that summer. For privacy reasons, I'm not gonna disclose anyone's names, not even my own at this point. I just want to share my R experience. I don't even remember what day it was, as like I said, this was a long time ago. It wasn't during the weekend. I know my parents were at work, that means it must have been on one of the weekdays. There was a total of four of us that were hanging out that day. We spent many, many days wandering the mall window shopping, not having a dollar to our name at the time. When that got old, we tried to venture off and think of other things to do to make up for time. We could only watch movies and play video games for so long before we just feel ugh. We lived in a smaller city. I wouldn't consider it a small town, it was definitely not super small, yet it wasn't large like Sacramento or anything like that either. We were surrounded by woods, which was something that I always loved myself. My family would always go on camping trips, and I was always eager to go whenever the opportunity came upon us. So eventually, someone had the bright idea, giving myself credit here, that we should start going on hikes in the woods and just exploring the environment. I don't recall exactly what time it was when we all ventured off into the woods that evening. I want to say it was probably maybe 4, maybe 5 o'clock. We had a late start, as the idea came upon me at a late time. So there we were. 4 buddies just hanging out in the woods, talking about things during the summer we still wanted to do, talking about the next year of high school, things like that. I knew we still had a couple of hours left on daylight because of the whole daylight savings time, so I wasn't terribly concerned about being in any kind of rush. But what I wasn't expecting was to be out there for so long. That, and when we got lost. Everything was kosher at first, but I want to say probably after an hour, one person had to use the restroom, somebody else started lagging behind because they're overweight, and eventually things just happened. After a while, the sun was starting to set. It was so thick out there we could barely even see the color changes up in the sky, but it was definitely noticeable through the trees. I remember one of us noticed some kind of cave-like structure somewhere out in the distance. It was pretty far out, but one of my friends, I don't remember who it was at the time, pointed it out to us and said, "Look, there's a cave out there." So yeah, as curious teenagers, we ventured off of the trail into the woods in the direction to what that person had seen. It seemed like we were walking forever, now in thick brush with God knows what beneath us. I have no idea in all things holy how the heck he saw that from way on the trail. It seemed like we walked for at least 20 minutes or so. I started to question if he even seen anything at all. But after a little while longer, there it was. Up on the hill, you could definitely see there was a cave-like entrance. It wasn't humongous, but it was definitely big enough for the four of us to go into. As we approached it, we noticed the foul odor that scented from somewhere off around it or even inside that cave. You could definitely tell that the cave was not man-made. It wasn't any type of old mine or anything like that. This was some kind of natural or animal-made cave. But it was big. The smell was almost unbearable. I had my shirt up covering my nose and mouth because I almost threw up on myself. It was so disgusting. It smelled like death. When we arrived to the front entrance of this cave, my friends wanted to go inside. They were excited, like it was some kind of new adventure. But it smelled so horrible, I knew there was something bad inside that cave. I didn't want to go inside. I was trying to talk them out of it. But of course, 3 against 1. Yeah, we ended up going inside. Walking in single file, I was last, of course, because I didn't even want to go in. We slowly walked inside the cave entrance to see an open area once we walked inside the main entrance. This cave was huge. It was hard to see every little bit of detail as it was completely pitch black once we were inside that cave. But you could definitely tell by the phone's lighting that this cave was pretty large. The smell was even worse when we were inside. My friends and I were just gagging and laughing and just being like, oh my god, there's something dead down here. That was until my foot hit something on the far corner when I was walking. I peered my cell phone light down at the floor and saw bones. They looked like animal bones to me. I told my friends to come look, and they all gathered around me around the lighting. There was bones all over this certain section inside the cave. It was like on a small little mountaintop, like all the bones were collected in one area. There was all kinds of bones. I had no idea what animals they belonged to. That was until we started seeing the skulls. We saw deer skulls, what we thought were squirrels. We even saw a couple of dog-headed skulls, probably coyotes that we rounded it up to. But then we saw that one skull. The round, human-like skull. One of my friends says, it's probably just a gorilla or an ape or something. And I just remember saying, there's no apes out here. What the hell are you thinking? These are human bones mixed in with these animals. A freaking human bone. That's when I got goosebumps all up and down my spine. I'm done with this cave, I murmured. It's time to go. I'm leaving. Are you guys coming or what? Nobody fought me on this. Once everyone saw that human skull on the ground mixed with the other bones, we all wanted to get the hell out of there at that point. Who knows how old this cave was? Who knows how old those bones were? Those bones might have very well been hundreds of years old for all we knew. Or maybe they weren't. That was the horrifying part of it. Not knowing what lurked and lived in this cave, or what had lived in that cave. Either way, we were out of there. Once we got out of the cave, it was already dark outside. It didn't feel like we were in that cave for that long, but for some reason, the sun was replaced by the moon in the sky. At this point, we had no idea which way we were supposed to walk. Do we just go straight ahead? Do we turn left or right? I remember asking my friends, do they remember the way we came in? We all agreed that we should probably just walk straight and eventually we'll probably run into that dirt trail that we were on earlier in the day. We started walking in the brush, trying to see if there was anything familiar that we may have recognized with our lights on our phones at this time. Nothing looked familiar, just brush and trees in every direction we looked. Luckily, after a few more minutes or so, we saw the dirt trail. Thank God. And it makes total sense, too. We thought we were totally lost, but I remember when we steered off the trail, we ended up just going straight, right in the direction of the cave, so there was no turning points. Thank God we didn't make any turns. We would have totally been in the middle of nowhere, and there's no phone reception out there. Once we reached the trail, that's when all went silent. I noticed that all the chirps and all the little crickets and everything like that that lives in the woods just went completely silent. Why? We didn't try to pay it no mind. We just started walking at a faster pace to get the hell off of that trail back to my car. I was just over it. A nice hike is a nice hike, but that cave totally freaked the hell out of us. Eventually, we started hearing these weird cracking noises echoing behind us. Almost like something big was moving around, maybe even trailing us. We weren't really quite sure, so we didn't pay it no mind too much at first. But then, when we started hearing the breathing noises, we knew something was definitely on our trail following us, and it was close, whatever it was. Holy shit, a Bigfoot or something, one of my friends screamed out. I said, I don't know. I don't really believe in that kind of stuff, but let's just keep going. Then, we heard the howls. The howl was so incredibly loud. Whatever was making those noises, for one, was not a Bigfoot, and two, it wasn't terribly too far from us. At this point, by the grace of God, we weren't terribly too far from the car. I remember telling my friends, stay together no matter what, do not trail off this trail and separate. You guys seen movies, it is what it is, just keep going towards the car. At this point, we were at a steady pace jog as we had yet to see something, but at the same time we knew something was out there following us. I remember we started hearing more movement again, and that's when we started the full-on sprint. I don't know how long we ran, but we were running and screaming and some of us were even crying. I won't say any names. Eventually, we made it to the car. We got inside, and we got the hell out of there as quickly as possible. I remember questioning to myself over and over again, pretty much that whole night, why wasn't this thing, whatever it was, attacking us? The only logical answer that makes sense is maybe it was intimidated by us because there was four of us. If somebody was out there venturing alone, this story may have ended a little differently. Last spring in 2020, I was hiking with my friends in southeastern Colorado. Due to everything pretty much being shut down aside from Walmart's Targets and drive-thrus, we couldn't think of anything to do outside of watching movies and just hanging out and barbecuing. But even that gets old after a while, and expensive. So, we decided, me and my buddies, we were just going to go on some hikes. There's tons of hiking trails out here, the mountains are beautiful, Colorado is a beautiful state, we're pretty much all born and raised here. It was myself, Wayne, and Kevin. We went to high school together, but we all had different jobs by this point, and we were completely bored out of our minds. It was Kevin's idea to go on this certain hike that this story pertains to. I myself have been hiking before, but I never went to this particular one myself. I think Wayne has been on this trail as well, but I would have to call him and ask. Either which way, it really doesn't matter. So we were on this trail. It was about 3:30 in the afternoon. The sun was out, the weather was beautiful, and I really had no complaints at all that day. That was until we kind of got lost. I know, it's pretty sad. All of us have been on hikes before, but you know the rules, and we broke the rules. We ventured off of the trail. Kevin swore that he saw somebody off the trail and thought that maybe they needed some type of assistance. I remember asking him, what did you see? I don't want to go off the trail. Wayne didn't really reply. I don't think he really cared. He was just along for the ride. But Kevin insisted, there's somebody out there. Maybe they need some help. I said, what did you see? I remember him just telling us, it was just a black silhouette of somebody walking out there. But you never know. I said it was probably like a bear or maybe a homeless person, like we should just mind our own business and just stick to the trail. But no, Kevin insisted, walking off the trail, so I wasn't about to leave my friend to go solo off in the woods off of the trail, so Wayne and I followed. I remember Kevin just calling out to whatever he saw out there in the brush. I didn't say anything, neither did Wayne, we just kind of followed in his footsteps. We made some turns here and there, and eventually... God, Eventually, we ended up just getting deeper into the woods than we really planned to be. Eventually, Kevin gave up and said, "Guys, I don't know, maybe I was just seeing a bear or something." And I said, "That's pretty stupid of you trying to follow some bear." Wayne said, "Yeah, I brought a gun, but I wasn't really planning on using it. Let's get back to the trail." We kind of turned around and we started walking back in the direction we came, but then we started realizing, which way do we turn? We had ventured way too far off of the trail, and we kind of lost track of what direction we should be going in. Yes, it was still daylight, but still, you could get lost in the daylight. It doesn't have to be dark to get lost. I know we stopped for a second, and we just tried to retrace our tracks. And that's when we heard the noises. All three of us turned around in unison to see this large black silhouette about 30 feet in front of us. It was standing on its back legs like a human being, but it looked like a giant wolf. It had glowing amber eyes, and it was hunched over and breathing heavily. It looked like some kind of werewolf from a movie or something. It completely freaked me the hell out. Kevin almost lost his balance when he saw the beast and gripped my right arm. Wayne pulled out his gun from his holster and aimed it at the beast, taking two shots at it. "Damn, that thing could move," Wayne said. "I think I hit it." But none of us really walked out that way to find out. The creature had disappeared. Whether Wayne actually hit that son of a biscuit, I'll never know. We'll never know. But either which way, it startled the beast, and it disappeared behind the trees out in the distance. We were so frickin' scared and shocked, we just had to turn around and just prayed to God that we found that trail. Well, we did. We eventually found that trail. Super paranoid, continually looking behind us and all around us to see if that thing was following us. Luckily, it wasn't. We never heard any weird snapping sounds or any breathing noises or any howls or anything like that for the remainder of our trip. As soon as we reached back to the dirt trail, we made a left-hand turn towards the direction of the parking lot. Our trip was over. We sped walk about the majority of the way. There was no way we were going to run all the way back. It just wasn't physically possible for any of us. Once we saw the car in the distance, that's when we started the sprint. By that time, I was over it, and I think they were too. Once we got back to the car, we never said a word. The car was silent, and we always told each other that we would just keep this between us. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the real Dogman encounters while lost in the woods tonight. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Share me with your friends, and again, like always, guys, spread me like butter. Yeah.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.